From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Day one of the men's hockey tournament produced very few surprises. Finland, Team USA, Russia, and Canada all walked away with wins. In figure skating, Yevgeny Plushenko withdrew from the men's competition, unable to perform in yesterday's short program. The 31-year-old Russian warmed up but did not skate and appeared to be holding his back. Meanwhile, American Jeffrey Abbott fell during his performance. He did get up and finish the routine. Germany completed a sweep of the luge events at the Olympics with a gold medal in the first-ever team relay. And despite skiing on a broken foot, Poland's Justyna Kowalczyk easily won the women's 10-kilometer classic cross-country race on Thursday for her fifth Olympic medal and second gold. The United States men swept the first-ever Olympic medals in men's ski slopestyle on Thursday as well. The Badger men's basketball team has a three-game winning streak after beating Minnesota last night 78-70 in Madison. Josh Gosser says the Big Ten's pretty good this year.
This is the best it's been, in my opinion, just in terms of top to bottom. You know, we've always had good teams at the top. But when you see teams like Northwestern, Penn State, Nebraska just getting better and better with their new coaching staffs, developing the players and playing hard, that's the main thing. They're playing hard, they're playing to win, and they know they can.
Ben Bruss led Wisconsin with 20 points and 6 rebounds. The Badgers play at Michigan on Sunday. UW Green Bay men still have a one-game lead in the Horizon League after crushing Youngstown State last night. The Badger hockey teams are in action tonight. The men playing at Ohio State, the women taking on Minnesota. And the Brewers reportedly have reached a supersized contract agreement with a 16-year-old third base prospect from the Dominican Republic. And the player, Yerver Gilbert Glara, will report to spring training. That's sports. I'm Tom King.